The legendary Crystal Gale. I'm sorry, the legendary and lovely Crystal Gale joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hello.
First off, I have to say, when my mom heard you were going to be on the show, she said, I have to find out how long your hair is. And you know what I told her? I said, buy tickets to the concert and go find out for yourself.
That's pretty good.
See, I did you a favor.
Something that's been with me for so many years that it's hard to get rid of. It's like another child. And, you know, you're trying to get it out the door, I guess. And one of these days I'll cut it, but it's still down there.
Oh, no. You know that's going to be like front page news in Nashville when you do.
Maybe somewhere. I don't know. It's. I'm sure some people will say, it's about time.
When was it that you had it short? Like, have you had it long your entire life?
Not in my entire life. When I was a young girl, my mother always kept it really, really short. And I think that is one of the reasons I have it long. I mean, my hair was as short as a boy's. But she worked. And she worked the third shift a lot of times. So she wasn't home to help me out the door when I was little. So she made it where it wouldn't look bad if I wasn't combed, I guess.
Okay, so maybe I will ask then. So how long is your hair?
Right now, you know, I usually keep it about 2 or 3 inches off of it.
Wow.
Real fast. And I attribute it to my American Indian blood, which is Cherokee.
Right. And you don't have snow there in Nashville, so it probably doesn't bother you in the winter then, does it?
We get snow every now and then, but not very much. We get ice, and we get plenty of that, and that is pretty hazardous to drive in. But no, I miss the snow because I grew up in Wabash, Indiana, and we used to get quite a bit there. I'm not sure how much they get now.
See, now I'm intrigued by your hair then. So how, like, this is not what we're supposed to be talking about, but is it tough to maintain? Like, how do you, on a daily basis, do you have to, like, comb it all day? Like, how do you manage it?
I wash my hair every day when I perform. And then usually every other day when I'm not, I'm so used to taking care of it that, you know, it's just something I do. It's not something I can, you know, get up in the morning, wash my hair, and go out the door in 30 minutes. It does take a little planning. But, you know, like I said, I'm used to it, and it all works.
Now, Crystal, it's so great to have a music legend on the show, and, you know, I do appreciate you being here. So you've been doing music, though, for how long? Like, how long since you first hit the stage?
Oh, my. My mother said I could sing before I could walk. So. But as actually touring, you know, I would travel, and most people know that Loretta Lynn is my sister, and my sister would take me on the road in the summertime when I was still in school. And junior high and high school, and I'd get up, and I was that little kid act that everybody loves, you know, even if you can't sing or not, people love the kid acts. And so I've been singing a long time.
And now here you are, 26 years old.
Yeah, and time flies.
So now a couple weeks ago, though, you hit the Grand Ole Opry stage, and that's got to be an amazing experience. How many times have you been there?
Oh, quite a few. It's something that I love doing the Opry, and I get a visit with so many acts and so many people that, you know, that's really the only place you get a visit with them because, you know, you're out touring on your own. There's not a lot of concerts that there's a lot of people on it. So to me, to be able to be backstage with Gene Shepherd, to sit there and just talk about anything we want to talk about, clothes or hair or just, you know, or anybody, you know, we can sit back there and gossip too. It's funny. It's great. I love it.
And for those people not from the South, you know, here I am, Canada. What does the Grand Ole Opry represent, though, for, you know, country music? Like that's kind of like the ultimate stage to get on. Then when you're an up and coming artist, right?
Oh, definitely. The Grand Ole Opry is something that has always been a part of country music. And it's in Nashville, Tennessee, and Nashville is, people call the home of country music. And I know now in Nashville, as a city, a lot of people just want it to be known as Music City. But what they don't realize and what they're not thinking is there wouldn't be any music if it hadn't been for the country music. I mean, why try to get rid of the title country music? I mean, there's nothing wrong with country, and it's the truth. It was what started out. I mean, gospel was big here, but, you know, that's where the Opry started. And I've had so many countries I've gone to through the years, traveling, and the first thing you'd say from Nashville, and they would say country music. So I think that's an honor to have that with the city.
Mm-hmm. And so speaking of traveling to different countries, you've got some tour dates coming up. We'll see you in Winnipeg in just a few days. So you're traveling across Canada, then you're heading back to the south. What can fans expect to hear in the show?
Anything and everything. Just have fun. Yeah, of course you're going to hear songs that have been on the radio through the years, but we might even be doing some new songs that I'm working on a new project, a new album that I haven't done one in a long time. So this is really exciting. We're having fun. And we might do that. I have my sister Peggy Sue, who travels with me most of the time, and she should be there. And we just have a great time on stage.
Well, that was one thing that my mom wanted me to ask is there a new CD coming out soon? She said it's been too long.
It has been a while, and it will come out hopefully in the fall without any problem. And we're still working on it and just having a great time in the studio. My son, Chris, graduated from Belmont University, and he was in the music engineering, the programs, as well as the business end, and he's actually helping me in the studio, which I thought it's nice to have my family part of it.
Now, there's one more question that I've always wanted to know is, you know, your fans love to hear the classics, you know, over and over and over again, but as the performer, do you ever get sick of some of the songs, or do you just maybe find new ways to reinvent them so that they're new again? What do you do?
Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue or Talking in Your Sleep, When I Dream, those are really special songs that I don't get tired of singing them. They were so well written. It's the songs that maybe a little bit, they could still be hits, but they're a little bit different, that you do get tired of and you change around. But those particular songs, I mean, they're written so well.
And they're almost like your babies, so you know you have to, they're still special to you no matter how many times, right?
I know, they are. And they're part of me. And I know that through the years, people have probably recorded a few of them, and it's great, and that's a flattery, you know, that people would record the songs that you had out there. But still, you know, they're your songs.
And we love your music. The legendary Miss Crystal Gayle, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. And I guess everything you ever wanted to know about Crystal is at crystalgayle.com, right?
Well, a lot of it.
Anything else? We'll have to maybe just we'll find you at your concert, and we'll ask there.
Okay, that sounds great.
We'll see you in Winnipeg. All the best to you.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.